G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. Want to win in life's challenges, to know the will of God, and have more passion for Him? Practical help right now with Tark Barner and Running With Fire.
Hey, look, it's great that you could join me again today. We're doing part two of Wake Up the Mighty Men. And hey, if you're one of those men and you've been listening, I hope something's stirring within your heart. But we start to look at what a man of God looks like. And the first one is, he's a spiritual leader in the home. And you might not quite feel up to that. But hey, that's okay. Just grow in that and just say, look, I want to do my best to be a good leader in the home. Some of you are married to a mighty woman of God, you know. It's a challenge, isn't it? You know, and she's just so super, super spiritual. You just can't keep up. That's okay too. Don't try and be better. Mm-hmm. But just fulfill your role and say, God, my heart before you, I'm doing my best to be a spiritual leader in my home. I reckon God sees the heart, and that's all you need to do. Can I just say that, you know, the best gift that we can give our children, it's not financial. It's not opening doors for them. It's not helping them at sport or even at school. Those are all important, and please do them. But the best gift we can give them is be a good role model of what a Christian is like. And then they can see, oh, this is what Christianity is. Doesn't mean for half a second you've got to be perfect. You won't be. You will make mistakes all over. Hey, but if you make a mistake, own up to it. Hey, kids, I lost my cool then. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That's a Christian role model, being able to apologize. Hey, I got that wrong. And, you know, sometimes you might tell your kids off, and then you realize, actually, they were right and I was wrong. Go back to them. Say, sorry. Son, daughter, you know, I messed up. You know, I told you off, but you actually should have been telling me off. If you're just that honesty, that integrity, Christianity, being a good role model of the Christian faith is not being perfect. And in fact, I think if you go down that road, I've got to be perfect, you're going to give them a false impression of what a true Christian role model is like. And so we got to, honesty, integrity, all of those things are big. Kids will forgive us the earth. So will others, if we're just honest enough to own up to the fact. But hey, in the meantime, we're trying to do the best we can in being a good role model to them, you know. And so, hey, dads, fathers, men, let's do our best within the home. So, spiritual leader in the home. Secondly, a good man of God. If you're married, invest in his home and in his marriage. It's Christianity 101. Your home is where it starts. I said that yesterday or last week. I can't remember what it is. So if you're married, you're really, you know, next to God, your wife, well, your wife actually should be your most valued earthly relationship. That's the one God has put you with. And, you know, spend as much time and energy on building that relationship as when you first met her. And it's not easy to do. Look, I know marriage is a challenge. Hey, look, I've had challenges in my own marriage, so this one is not easy to do. But I think what I'm trying to say is let's do our best in this area. You may have a really difficult marriage. And look, hey, I'm not here to throw judgment or condemnation on any of this. The last thing I'd ever want to do, if my preaching ever does that to you, I'm asking you to forgive me now. It's never my intent. I'm always trying to build up. I'm trying to be honest, give truth, but with compassion and kindness as well, as best I can. I don't always get it right. So can I encourage you to just, I think the better way to put this is do your best in your home. Ask God to help you. Work on your marriage. You've got a tough marriage. Just do what you can to improve on it wherever you can and to, you know, to love your wife. I finish with this. I talked to a man a number of years ago. It was an amazing experience. And he met regularly with a group of 15 men on a weekly basis. And there was honesty and openness. It was a great group. And together that they worked there. But they asked each man in this group of 15 men, they went around each man and said, if you could start again and money was no obstacle, what would you do different? Do you know the answer? To a man, all 15 said, I'd work harder on my marriage and family. Do you know what? If I was in that group of 15, I would have given the same answer. Hey, let's do our best, the best we can, in our home and in our marriage.
Tark Bana is the senior pastor of Church Unlimited in Auckland, New Zealand. For more information, to make contact or to listen again, look for Running With Fire at our website, vision.org.au. Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.